Hi, my name is Thomas Maurer. I'm a cloud advocate working at Microsoft. And as you know, I'm a heavy Azure PowerShell user, and I use a PowerShell to create my resources and manage my resources running in Azure. Now, many of you do the same thing, and thinking of like, when I write these commands, wouldn't it be great if PowerShell would already predict the command I want to run and give me all the like the parameters and arguments I need to add? Or for example, if I do a sequence of different commands, if it predicts like if I run this command, it's highly likely that the next command I'm going to run is this. And so would predict that as well. Now, this very much sounds like future, but I can assure you the future is now when we use the AC predictor tools together with Azure PowerShell. So stay tuned. As you know, again, if you create or manage resources, we have the Azure PowerShell module, and I can do, for example, like commands like create a new storage account, and then I can, for example, use tab completion to get the different parameters for that specific command. However, again, it still needs a lot of like thinking. I need to know which parameters I actually need to configure, and of course, I could actually use like get help to find all the necessary information I need to run here. However, wouldn't it be great if PowerShell would automatically predict what I want to do and give me like the command already? So this is exactly where the AC predictor module comes in. Now, this basically goes out and uses some AI technology based on the documentation pages we have and how users leverage that or leverage Azure PowerShell, and predicts these commands. Now, to set this up, again, while I'm recording this video, currently we have AC Predictor version 2 out there, or preview version 2, if you will. And so whenever you watch that video, it might be a little bit different to install that, but I just quickly want to show you what I'm actually running here. So the first thing what I need, one of the first requirements is I need to run PowerShell version 7.2 preview 3 or higher to actually make that possible. And then I also need to install the new PS readline. So I have already, PS readline installed here. And again, this is version now 2.2 beta 2. Which actually supports this in the current state. Again, in the future, it might already be the right version. For example, think about in the future, if there is probably a PowerShell version 7.3, you already get all these stuff, or it's already shipped in, for example, PowerShell version 7.2. I don't know about that, but again, these are some of the requirements. The next thing I need to do is install the module, the AC Predictor module, and this is called the AC Tools dot predictor. So you can see here I have that currently installed, and you can see here it's preview version 2 of that module. You can simply run that command, and again I put all the links to the specific installation steps down in the description below, so when you want to try it out, and I highly recommend you do that, you can just follow these steps. So I basically installed all the prerequisites. I'm now basically ready to go. And to enable AC Predictor, I can just go and write enable AC Predictor. And I can now say for all sessions. So whenever I open up a new PowerShell session, AC Predictor will be installed. So I'm going to run that command. And what I can now do, I can start using the AC predictor. So when I now run, for example, here command, you can already see by default I have the inline view. So you can say here if I do a get dash, it will predict that I probably want to run AC context to actually get like which context I'm running. So because it knows that we probably just start using Azure PowerShell on this specific machine, So that is something I want to do. However, in my case, I want to do something different. Like let's say I want to create a new storage account. So again, if I do new dash, you can already see here, it actually already fills in the line with information here. So in this case, it just says, okay, hey, you probably, if the first thing you probably want to do is create a new resource group, right? So this is something it would add and say, hey, okay, highly likely that when you start writing code, you want to have a new resource group. However, I said, I want to just create a storage account. So I'm going to add storage account. And you can see here what happens. It basically gives me that command and says, okay, look, this is all you need actually to do. Obviously, it takes some example code. So for example, like Contoso group 02, my storage account, it like just says, okay, East US. So these are all the things you need to modify. So what I can do here is I can press call, I press, for example, my tab and then go and do tab completion, and I could just follow whatever I want to run. Now, this is pretty cool again, but there is more, right? So this is what the inline view looks like. The other thing I can set up is the list view. And this is, to be honest, the one thing I like because it gives me much more options. So what I can do here is I can say, okay, I want to set PS read line option and then do the prediction view style and then say list view. So now if I do a command, I can say new, and you can see here already like a lot of different commands listed here, and you can see that this now has different options. I could now go and basically go through these different commands by just using the arrow keys. And on the right side, you can see actually that this now is a recommendation based on AC Predictor. So this is really the AC Predictor doing this. Now, when you run this like more often, when you run more commands on this, you also have the possibility to actually enable history. So when you enable the history, you also get, like, if you already run a command in the past, you can actually go out and see that, like, it says, okay, you run that before, you might want to run this again. So it also has recommendations there or examples there which you have run before. So then it would say, okay, that's the history part. So now if I type further AC and then I want to do storage account, you can now see again, I have multiple options here. So I could go and now basically have like that completed. So you can see here I have the whole completion. However, I obviously want to modify this because this is just an example resource group which doesn't really exist. So what I can do is I can press Alt A to jump from argument to argument. So this is pretty cool. So I jump here now and then I have my resource group. So let's do TM test RG. And then I just do Alt A. And it jumps, for example, to the storage, to the name of the storage account. So I can say Tom's storage and then a couple of numbers. And then I can do Alt A again. And for example, jump to the location. So I can say, okay, I don't like want West US. I probably want West Europe, for example, or whatever I want. And I can actually jump through the different arguments I need to add. The last one then being actually the SKU name. And with then tab completion, I can also, for example, simply use that at this point as well and say just, okay, I want to do this as a premium storage account, and I can add that as well. So this is the AC Predictor module. Again, it's very smart. It uses AI technology to actually help me write PowerShell commands. And together with PS Readline, it gets even smarter over time because it also learns from the history of your own commands on your machine and makes it obviously way easier for you. Now, the history part not just works with Azure PowerShell modules, it also works with other commands you might run. So if you're working with your PowerShell on your machine or in your on-premises environment where you don't have anything to do with Azure, you can still leverage the history part of the PS Readline to make that work for you as best as possible. So I hope this short video gave you a great overview about the AC predictor for Azure PowerShell. I hope you're going to try it out. Again, right now it's still in preview, so the team is looking for some feedback. So please try it out, provide some feedback, and let me know what you think in the comments. If you like that video, please subscribe, give it a like, and see you in the next one.